podcast of season 4 of the Donut Party Fantasy League. Today is January 1st, 2013, so Happy New Year. And in the studio here, I have Gus Brocchini, the Doctor of Footballology. Happy New Year, Gus.
Happy New Year, Matt. I'm so excited for this fantasy season. It's going to be awesome.
Well, you are now the commissioner of the league, I understand.
Yes, you have gotten demoted. from commissioner to donut maker. You've always been donut maker, but now you're only donut maker. And I have been promoted to commissioner. So.
Well, I'm glad I can focus on donut making because, you know, that's a big enough job for any person.
Definitely.
Gus, I hear this year you're going to introduce a new concept to the donut party. Can you tell people about that?
Yes, our new concept is going to be called the Theme Team, inspired by Julian Gaver's last year's team. They had two teams named Best Dressed, which is the best-looking guys, and the Dreadful Dreads, which is guys with dreads. And it's the Theme Team competition is going to be like that. You create a new account, and you make it called TT, and then whatever theme you're going to do.
Okay, so your theme team has to start with the letters TT?
Yes, your theme team does have to be identified with a TT in front, just so it can't be confused with your real team.
So it's kind of like two contests within one league. Each player can pick their regular team, and then if they want to, they can make a theme team?
Yes, that's how it is. And you can regular teams are also optional.
Okay, so you can make a regular team, and you can make a theme team, or you can make both.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how do we decide, though, at the end, who wins the Donut Party Championship and gets to take home the coveted dough ball?
Whoever gets the most points. So, if your theme team, like your dreads, crazily gets the most points, then you win the dough ball.
Okay, so whichever team gets the most points, theme teams, regular teams... They're all eligible to win.
Yes.
Got it. Is there a separate trophy just for theme teams?
So far, we don't have one, but Donut Party Podcast listeners, if you have any ideas, send an email to me, and there will be one.
Okay. Well, you heard it. So send an email to the commissioner. Okay, Doctor, now I have some strategy-related questions for you. My first one is... In the first week, you have some teams that aren't even playing, right? So you've got some teams that have byes. Four teams have byes.
Yeah.
Now, players from those teams will get double points next time, but they can't score any points at all this week because they're not playing. But obviously, there's some good players on those teams. That's why they have these byes. How do you think about whether or not to pick those players, whether to put them on your team? Do you pick bye players? Do you go with players who are going to play now and pick those guys later? What's your strategy on this?
What I do, buy versus playing, is I say to myself, is this player worth more 2x than this other player who's playing, like the buy player? Is he worth more 2x than this other player is worth 3x?
Okay, so...
So we're basically assuming that the player who's playing in the wild card round is going to advance.
Right.
Right. And then if you think so, right, like take running backs, if Adrian Peterson is one who in the bye, and then you're considering putting in like Marshawn Lynch, which is still a pretty good pick. I would probably put him as my other running back.
Yeah.
I would definitely go with Adrian Peterson.
Okay, good answer. Okay, Gus, and looking beyond this week, and in fact, looking all the way to the end of the contest, do you have any predictions for who will be in and or win the Super Bowl this year?
The Broncos are a very good team. They're the first seed in the AFC. They're tied for first seed in the NFL. They also are the hottest team in the league. What I mean by this is that they've got the biggest winning streak. They're playing the best coming into playoffs.
Okay.
Very much like the Giants last year when they won the Super Bowl.
All right, yeah, so they're hot at the moment.
Yes. In the NFC, the best teams are pretty cold right now. The 49ers and the Falcons have byes. The 49ers are coming off a win against Arizona. That is not a very tough team to beat.
Yeah.
They've also just lost to the Seattle Seahawks, and earlier this month, earlier December, they lost to the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah.
They are not exactly the hottest team in the league right now. Falcons, same thing. They played their starters last week. They didn't have to. They had clinch home field advantage. And they lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which, same thing with Arizona, not a very hard team to beat, but they lost to them.
Okay, so who's your prediction in the NFC?
I have to say that the Redskins look like a very good choice.
Really?
Yes, they're very hot. Their defense is very good. They have a good defense. I'm not going to say very good, but they have a pretty good defense. Their offense is based around RG3, and he's definitely a good quarterback who has some legs. He has arms and legs.
You know, I like a quarterback with both arms and legs. those are four of the things I always look for in a quarterback, too. Okay, Gus, coming back to this week, there are four great games this weekend, but a lot of people don't have time to watch, you know, maybe more than one. So if you can pick only one game to watch, which one would it be?
I think Seahawks at Redskins. The Redskins, I predicted they're going to the Super Bowl. They've got RG3. He's really fun to watch. Like I said before, he has arms and legs.
Good.
But then the Seahawks also have a very explosive offense. In the last four games, they scored 170 points, which is a lot.
Do you have any other tips for Donut Party members, Gus?
No tips here, but one reminder, set up your team. You're not going to win the dough ball if you don't set up your team.
You can't win if you don't play.
Yeah. And also, if you have any questions, email me.
All right. Signing off, it's Matt and Gus for the Donut Party Podcast.